All right, welcome to the North Gateway Redevelopment Advisory Board meeting for February 6, 2020. The time is 8:16 a.m. Start with call of the roll.
Jason Cox.
Here.
Mark Adams, absent. Barb Resch is excused. Nate Levine.
Here.
Jared Martin.
Here.
Pedro Monroe is absent. Mike White.
Here.
Mark Adams, absent. Dana Ballard, absent. Britton Davidson.
Here.
Frank Pack is absent. And Mike Allen.
Here.
Great. Next is approval of the agenda, and we'll go ahead and roll up minutes from the October 7th meeting.
Did you still want to do elections, or did you want to amend the agenda to push that to the next meeting? Quorum, or more people. It's just going out there since you had mentioned it.
Oh, that was just, I was just thinking about
okay.
Meeting management without a quorum. I think
okay.
With a quorum, I think we're set to go there.
Cool.
I would make a motion that we approve the February 6th today, that's today's agenda, as well as the October 7th, 2019 minutes.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve today's agenda and October's minutes. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Thank you very much. Seeing no one signed up for public comment and no members of the public in the room, we will move on to action items. 5A, 2020 officer elections, chair and vice chair. This being my last year on this board due to term limitations, I think it would be an appropriate time to get someone else rolling in the chair position. I've really enjoyed it, but I think it might be that time. So with that, open the floor for nominations for chair.
I nominate Mike Kelly.
I'd like to decline, please.
Go ahead.
Thank you for the nomination, but decline, please.
I'd like to nominate Jared Martin. Do we need a second on that, or would it be a matter of him accepting?
He would need to accept.
I accept.
Okay.
The second would come to the motion and the vote.
Got it. Do we have any other nominations for chair? With that, we'll make a motion that, or should we roll them up into the same motion?
For the vice?
For the vice, yeah.
You have to do two separate motions, but you
okay.
can have discussion.
Okay.
Both, if you would like.
Well, why don't we go ahead and get this rolling, and we'll talk vice chair in a second. I would put forth a motion on the floor to elect Jared as our chair for the next year. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Congratulations.
All right.
And so then that gets us to vice chair. Open the floor for nominations there.
Does anybody want to be vice chair?
It'd be nice to have one.
I mean, I'd do it. I mean, I'm just filling in for you, right? When you're not here, I mean,
correct.
That's all I've seen. And you're not here, gonna be here for.
Jared has an 86.
I should be here.
Jared has an 86% attendance record, so there you go.
Okay, so we have a nomination for Mike White for vice chair. Do we have any other nominations? All right, I would put forth a motion for Mike White to be our vice chair for the 2020 year. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Thank you much. So do we trade seats now, or do we?
I think it's kind of up to you guys how you want to do that since it's mid-meeting. You can continue running this one, and then we could do the official, or if...
Why don't we do that just because...
Finish your last meeting.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Since
well,
midway, there is a...
Well, we got... And we're already kind of rolling late anyway. So let's keep it moving. Congratulations, folks. It's a major honor. There are prizes. There are... you will be occasionally asked to lunch by people who want money. And you can't accept the free lunch. So, congratulations.
We will give you the key to the executive.
restroom. Where that restroom is, you have to find it.
That's exactly right.
That part's a secret.
I have not found it yet.
How long were you the chair? 4 years?
Long enough. Okay, so that gets us to 5B, discussions and recommendations on fiscal year 2021 budget priorities. Renee?
Good morning. I think I've met most of you, but if not, I'm Renee Frazier, the Financial Services Manager at Urban Development. And so what I put together for you today with Sarah's assistance is just a preliminary draft of our 2021 for everyone to look at and discuss today. And then if you have any recommended changes or updates you'd like to see, we'll bring them back next time for you to make a formal recommendation on next year's budget. So this year, because we had just gone through our process to increase our maximum indebtedness and identify future projects, it was pretty easy for me to put this one together. So in the first column, I just have carryover projects, which means projects that we will not fully expend this year. The cash won't go out the door. So we have to rebudget that project in order to spend the cash next year. And then the next column is proposed new funding, which is new project allocations to get to the total of the proposed budget. And the new funding column is reflective of the MI projects that were recommended. Re-infusing the grant programs, adding some money for property acquisition and environmental cleanup. And then we have quite a bit of money unallocated, or what we refer to as committed to future projects, that can be allocated to something mid-year that comes up unexpectedly or rolled over into next year for future projects. I think that's the highlights. If anybody has questions, comments, I'm here to assist.
Just a question. So when I'm looking at the Portland Road bike ped path, and you could say this for a number of other projects, so that we had that in the 18-19, was that spent in 2018-19, or was that unallocated and not spent? And then we did not carry it over into the 19-20?
We did.
Okay.
So if it's in the carryover project column, it means it was in 19-20 and has not or will not be spent by the end of June.
What you see on this spreadsheet, because I can see you're looking at this one, so this is what was in our MI plan. So it's a little bit, the numbers are the same, how it's displayed is different, because with the MI plan, what we're identifying is when we think we would start expending funds on certain items. So it's not going to show like the carryover, like
okay.
If we don't spend them, we show the carryover in future years. This is just saying, hey, this is when we think we would probably start work on these projects. So it's kind of a different way of looking at it. And then the thing to remember too, is especially with like things that were rolled into 18-19, we didn't know what our funding situation was going to be. So there was a couple of projects that the board said, yes, we want to earmark money towards them, because if we do start, you know, seeing those funds deplete, we want to make sure we've got those holds there so we can, you know, get those projects done at a minimum, because we knew we were going to start to see the floodgates open up. There's only $3 million left. Everyone's going to want that $3 million. So it was sort of a protection as well.
Mm-hmm.
But some of those projects now are going to carry over a little bit longer, because we might be able to package them with some of these larger projects, making one, a better project, two, cost savings that might allow for funds to go towards something else. And the Portland Road Bike Ped Path is a really good example of, sort
okay,
of that.
Okay.
It was a strategic move to make sure we held those funds.
Right, right, right.
But at the same time, now that we know where we're at, we're keeping them there so that hopefully we can connect them into one of these larger projects. The other thing I would say, too, is we do have the larger amount that's unallocated. And the thing to remember as well is part of the conversation was we were going to have a couple years where we weren't going to be spending a ton of money on these larger projects so that we could actually build up enough money so that we can do some of these bigger ones that you see really coming up in the next couple of years, because we didn't have a lot of money, quote unquote, just in the bank available. And so rather than keeping us at a very low amount available, we want to make sure we have that little bit of cush too, so that if that something comes up we're not aware of and it's a great opportunity, we can still capitalize on that while also putting that money aside so we can do these projects that, you know, we shared with the taxing districts, the agency, the public that we were going to be taking forward.
Can you remind us 2640 Portland Road Northeast where that is?
So we currently have
Comedy's finally back
on it. It's under contract. The acquisition has not been completed yet, and then we're subleasing it to merit?
Yes.
Actually have meetings with our real estate folks and our director next week to get an update on that project and where we're at with DEQ permits and...
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's the Zamora site.
Yeah.
Yes,
and DEQ, my understanding is, have been taking longer than expected.
Yes.
To... there's multiple steps in the process with DEQ for
mm-hmm.
us to get the correct protections in place. And there's a typical timeline where once we submit, we usually get comments back, then we do what we need to do, then we respond. And it took 3 to 4 times longer than normal to get those comments back. I think we were expecting them summer, and we just recently got them. So we're pretty backed up. Actually, I was hoping Mark would be here because I know that with his project, he's been running into the same problems with DEQ. They've just been really, really backed up. So it's still in progress. It's just we're going through the process to protect ourselves from the unknowns associated with the environmental contaminations of the site.
Great.
And the issue with rebudgeting the project, just to make anyone aware that we haven't already discussed, is we can have all the cash in the world that we want to have, but if we don't have budget authority to spend it, meaning it's in the printed budget document and has been approved by council,
mm-hmm.
we cannot spend it.
Sure.
So, for example, if I thought, oh, it's going to get spent by June 30th, I don't need to rebudget that, and it didn't close by June 30th, we would still have the cash, I just wouldn't have the budget authority to actually spend it, and I'd have to go back to council and ask for permission to spend it mid-year. So when we're not sure, we go ahead and rebudget.
Right. Other questions or comments?
I just wanted to make an observation that the capital grant program commitments of having $7 million in grants and $26.5 million in matching dollars is just a wonderful ratio. As far as activating or being a catalyst for community development, and it just appears like the program is working as it was intended. The other thing is in this morning's newspaper under public notice, there was a substantial package on urban development dollars, and it would be appreciated if next meeting someone could go ahead and pull that notice and bring it back to what it means in not only the general urban renewal funds, just as far as a point of exclamation for all of us, but more importantly, how those numbers tie to the numbers that we have in front of us.
Was it the annual financial report for the Urban Renewal Agency?
Yeah.
Okay.
And like I said, it was in this morning's paper as far as public notice.
Yeah. We definitely can bring that to you. My recollection from looking at that a few months ago before it was finalized is it's a really simple report. It's just
right.
Done to meet the requirements of RS 457,
right.
And it aggregates all the urban renewal money. It doesn't separate it out by area, so it's not
actually
necessarily...
it was broken down by, you know, Riverfront, Gilcrest, Fairview.
Right. The impact of the other taxing jurisdictions information is broken down.
Right.
But for expenditures by project is not something you're going to
no,
see on that.
No, this was the North Gateway tote.
Right.
And Fairview
yeah.
tote.
Yes, sure.
And,
yeah, we can definitely bring that back
for you.
Not a problem. I would note, we haven't had a ton of, as you'll see, grant activity this year. We've talked internally, and I think I've maybe had conversations with some folks on the board. I think it's just the ebb and flow of kind of how construction works. Also, obviously, costs have gone up. We've heard from folks, costs have gone up. Some of the processes that, you know, some of these sites are requiring are taking longer, which that's part of it. But we have recently gotten a few inquiries on some larger redevelopment projects in the area. So I think we would maybe expect next fiscal year to maybe be seeing some of those. The affordable housing, that was kind of a first time where we said specifically we're going to set aside money for affordable housing. Those funds did get used. So that's tied to the Fisher Road project, which they're calling Redwood Crossing, is the formal name. And then the one thing I did want to just kind of get feedback from the board on, the way that we had set up our maximum indebtedness, kind of how we were going to spend money the next, 7 to 8 years, is we were also going to set aside specific funds for development infrastructure, because we know there's been a lot of projects that get underway and then they're realizing they don't have the right water, sewer, things like that in place, and we don't have grant funds for them at that point because the last few years they've been going so quickly. We wanted to make sure we reserved some funds to help those folks out. Because things are kind of in more of that in-between stage right now, we have not used those $750,000 yet that are allocated for this fiscal year. And the way we set it up was we were going to have $750,000 this year and then $750,000 next year, and then we didn't have it budgeted out beyond that unless there was a, kind of a change in what was happening. In this budget, we show that we would carry over the $750,000 and we would still add another $750,000 to it for next year. So I just kind of wanted to check in and see, would the board want to have 1.5 sitting in that fund available, or would they just want to carry over the 750 for next year, not add anything new to it, and then the following year we would then have another 750 to add in. So it could be that we have the 1.5, it still works out for two more years, or it all goes away, or it could be that, we have to go back. I guess I just kind of wanted to get a pulse on the board if you wanted to have that much available, or if you wanted to kind of just have it a little bit at a time to try and capture different projects in different stages.
So the question that I have for the dollars available for an individual project, if you go down this list, there's a maximum grant amount of $300,000. On the commitments. So is that correct for infrastructure development?
Correct.
Okay.
It doesn't matter which pool. So the affordable housing, the standard grant that we're used to, and the development infrastructure, they're all part of the same grant program that we're used to. They all follow the same rules of $300,000 for the match, and you can't take three from one and three from another, unless you wanted an exception, and that would be a whole different process.
Right.
So the idea was really tied to, what we've seen these last, 3 years, where we get to October and we have no grant funds, or we get towards, the end of the year, maybe there's just a little bit left, and then you have someone that's trying to do a project, and they've got all the money for their construction, they're ready to go, and then, we know there's sites out here, and unfortunately I'm going to say Jared's a kind of a poster child for one of these issues, where they get everything designed, ready to go, and then they realize they don't have the right infrastructure because the city hasn't connected something, or they have to connect to where the city is, and it throws their entire project out of whack. And with the limited amount of places to develop, we know that that's going to be happening more and more. So that's kind of why we separated it out, is we didn't want, not to say one project's more important than the other, but this way we could kind of say we want to make sure the infrastructure is getting attention, we want to make sure affordable housing is getting attention, but then we still had money for everybody else too. So that was kind of why we did it, but we didn't know what was going to happen either.
So then would it be, no matter what it was. So let's say you had a project that exceeded $750,000 and you had the 1.5 there. Is that something you would have to come to the board to consult on?
That would be an exception. If they wanted more than $300,000, no matter what, every grant, no matter which category you were to ask for, if they want more than $300,000 or they don't meet the qualifications within it, so maybe they're a nonprofit, maybe they don't have the correct type of matching funds, they would have to get an exception. Typically, we always have them come to the board unless timing doesn't work out, and then they always have to go to the agency for approval because they would be going above and beyond.
And then, so we could also, if you had the $750,000 in unallocated, we could also do a budget amendment.
Yes.
Okay. So it's really not stopping us from doing...
No. It's not, we're not gonna put the money towards anything else. It was just, did you want to have that 1.5 sitting there where if you had, say, five projects come up and everyone tap into it all at once and it's, we can't do anything about it? Or do you want the option to sort of help out some projects this year and then still have money the next year to help them out? Because we do only have this sort of programmed in for a couple of years. So I was just looking at it from like, you know, we don't know what's gonna happen, so do you wanna have it available over a couple of years where people can tap into it, or just kind of put it all in one pool, and as it goes, and we see what happens?
We have to decide that right now. Can we have some time, don't we?
Well, a recommendation would be great, so that Renee can amend the budget. The budget would come back to you at your next meeting for approval, which is why I wanted to bring it up today.
So is it showing that like 1.5 is available right now? Or is 750,000 available right now?
750 is available right now.
Okay.
And would be carried over unless
right.
someone comes in and spends it in the next 4 months. And then this proposal suggests adding 750 for a total of 1.5.
Okay.
Yeah. My thought would be we go ahead and leave it, and if we can amend it later, it just keeps our options open at this point to.
So you're saying, would you say the total proposed at 1.5 or at 750?
Well, it's 750 until we hit the next, and then it'll be 1.5.
Right, okay.
And but it was also commented that we can amend it at any time to reallocate before the end of next year. We could reallocate that to the rehabilitation grant or affordable.
Mm-hmm.
If I heard correctly, we still have that option within that time period to reallocate as well.
Okay.
So leaving as is makes
sense. We could, typically what we would do is we would wait till after the first of the year, just because once Renee's budget gets moving, it's hard to kind of say, oh wait, now we want to change something. So unless something came up, yeah.
First of the fiscal year, first of the calendar year.
Fiscal year.
Thank you.
Which is July, right?
Yeah, so historically in the past what we've done, for instance, we held off last year on approving funds into any of our programs because we didn't know how the MI was gonna work out. Obviously, we knew at the end of April that we were gonna get the money, but then I waited until July, which was the beginning of our fiscal year, to then go and move the funds because the budget process is so far underway that we didn't wanna try and tweak something that hadn't been approved yet, if that makes any sense. So we can always go back. We just probably wouldn't do that until the start of the next fiscal year, and then we'd ask for an amendment at that point.
So when do we actually vote on this budget?
We would make a recommendation. What's that?
You make a recommendation of any changes today,
okay.
And then we would bring back the final version at your March meeting for final approval, because then it has to get rolled into the budget book.
Right. Okay.
To my mind, I'm not sure why we would add another 750 if to a fund that hasn't been tapped, if that makes sense. I'm not seeing the demand right there, and I think if we left it at 750, that we still have the option of allocating more from unallocated if we need to, and we don't have a situation where we have a project come along and we have this 750 extra 750 allocated to something that, again, just not seeing the proposals come forward for that.
And we still have, I guess one thing to point out, we still have, if you look down on your grant update that Renee provided for everybody, because the grant program just really hasn't been tapped into this year, we still have just under 800,000 in there right now. We're still saying that we would put $1 million into it, so you would actually have kind of that 750 in there, because everything that is eligible under the development infrastructure is eligible under the standard grant program too.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess just one thing to point out is we're gonna have excess in that category. So even if someone came in, used the development infrastructure, we still would have money in the grant program that they could use. Just as kind of food for thought. Mm-hmm. And we don't have to change anything. I just wanted to bring that to your guys' attention. It's
okay.
Whatever y'all want is good.
I'll go ahead and make a motion to take out the additional 750 proposed new funding and leave the total proposed at 750 on line, is it line 4, infrastructure
mm-hmm.
improvement?
Second.
So we have a motion and a second to recommend the budget as is minus the, and other than changing the total proposed on line four to 750,000. Discussion.
So we have leftover grant funds and we're in 750 untouched, but if we saw 4 months in the grant period and we're seeing people looking into it right now?
The ones I know of for the grant program, I don't think will come in until next fiscal year that have been shared with me. I don't know if Renee's heard anything else.
I don't have any actual applications that have been submitted.
And I don't think they're going to submit.
A couple folks that I've heard are interested, but I actually haven't had any applications in a while. Yeah.
And if we notice a big uptick, we can always, you know, say we want to put that money back in and then I'll do a staff report and I'll take it to the agency.
I am aware of one project and it won't make it before July 1.
Okay. Maybe it's the same one.
So we have grant money rolled over.
Yes.
Yeah, I can't.
So there's going to be a lot of grant money.
Yeah, I'm not aware of $800,000 worth of grant app asks coming in the next three-ish, 4 months.
Yes.
Well, and on several occasions, we've had budget amendments come through where the grants exceeded the allocation, and we were able to come back and make sure those, you know, those applications got
We've moved money around throughout the year as demand changes and shifts. It just, you know, it's like I said, it's just one of those things as to what the board would prefer to see and how they want to spread out their money. That's all.
Okay. So we have a motion on the floor. Any other discussion? Let's call the question. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Thanks much. So that takes us to 6A. What's happening?
So I just wanted, and I've chatted with Jason about this a little bit, and I know as a board we've talked about it, that we're sort of in kind of this in-between period where we're doing, you know, we're building up our funds, we're trying to get some sites kind of purchased so that we can, you know, maybe look at how some future design is going to work with roads and things like that. Everything ties together. And so one of the things I was looking at for kind of this coming year with the board is we've had a lot of projects that we've either given input towards or put money towards that are starting to wrap up. And I think if the board was interested, we have a great opportunity to maybe actually get out and see sort of the impact that the board has been making. So it's not just in here making decisions, but we can get out and meet the people and see the projects, which is always kind of a fun thing to do. And so I have arranged, if the board is interested, in doing a tour of the affordable housing project, the Housing First on Fisher Road, which we helped purchase the property for and also gave some funds for at our, in lieu kind of our May meeting. We would be able to go out there. They're looking to open up the middle of April. So that's kind of on the list. The cheese factory is supposed to be opening here shortly, and so I was... That's on the list as well to reach out if the board is interested and actually go over there, see how it's going, get a sample of cheese, kind of one of those fun things. And then CTEC has actually finally finished all their phases, so now they've got their culinary program going, they have their ag science program building. And so that's also on the list of a potential maybe getting the board out there. I know some people haven't even seen the facility yet to see those new programs. And I just kind of want to see, are those things of interest to the board? If so, I'd be happy. I've kind of started feeling out when we might be able to do those tours, but I didn't want to do that if there's no interest. So I kind of wanted to check in.
Oh,
yeah.
That sounds great.
Okay. Interest, yeah.
Okay.
So who here hasn't seen the CTEC school yet?
I haven't seen it since they've done the phases.
Okay.
When did we go last? Phase two?
Yeah, it's been about two years since we did a tour over there. So none of the phase four, five, or six had been completed. And now they also have their professional development director, David Fox, so we might be able to kind of talk to him. I think that would be interesting about how they're tying the students and their programs to kind of the workforce development, because it's a lot of what we're trying to do. How are they working with the local businesses? Because they didn't have that component the last time. So that's one thing I was thinking it might be nice to try and tie in and understand, and maybe there's an avenue where we can continue to be supportive and help some way. So there's that one. So I think the way that it would look is I'll reach out to Francisco with the cheese factory. I think they're going to open this spring, so that might be like an early summer, let him get his feet under him. May, we would do the housing, and then maybe like September-ish, we would do CTEC when they're back in session, but just kind of starting up so they're not super busy yet. September, October. Does that kind of sound good with everybody?
Yeah, sounds good to stagger them.
Yeah, so there's kind of a break. You would have meetings in between. We would have breaks in between as well. I'm trying to take into account, like, July is usually a meeting we cancel because of the 4th of July, things like that. So kind of spacing it out. So we're doing fun things, we're meeting.
Sure.
Still have opportunity for people to come to us if they need something. So, okay, I will get going on that then. Thank you very much. That's all I have.
Okay. Anything else? Well, I hear it's traffic-y out, so let's get to work. Meeting adjourned.
So, Renee, apparently it's a little crazy down at the office.
Apparently it's a little crazy out on Portland Road.
I just got notes from Nicole and Tori.